When Tara Keisha Pierce's third grade son was sent home from Holmes Elementary School, she didn't question the school's decision.
If he wasn't bad and fighting and being disruptive, they wouldn't have never sent him home. He was acting out here at home, so I know he gave them hell in school.
When she showed up at school, Pierce was asked to sign a letter explaining the situation. It said her 9-year-old showed defiance and disrespect for authority in class, and that he'd been in a fight at lunch. It said her son was removed from class and could come back after missing 2 school days. But the letter didn't use the word suspension.
A child that can't go to school, I would call that an outdoor suspension.
District policy says if a child is removed from school, they have to be referred to an alternative to suspension program. The district's main program, Success Centers, only serve kids age 11 and up. Programs for younger kids are supposed to take place inside school. The letter only said Pierce's son could come back to school the next week after a meeting to discuss his behavior. When I talked with her son at home about what happened, he admitted he'd gotten into a fight with another boy over a pencil. But he was frustrated when he tried to explain himself to a school administrator.
She didn't say nothing. She was just writing a letter while I'm telling her this. She wouldn't listen.
What do you think should happen when kids get in a fight?
Both of us get suspended instead of one person.
You got suspended?
No, I didn't really get suspended. They said I can't come back to school until my mom comes.
The 9-year-old is right. His mom says school officials told her that her son's experience wouldn't be considered a suspension because it didn't go in his file. The principal declined to comment for this story. Privately, though, multiple teachers at Holmes and nearby middle and high schools spoke of cases similar to Pierce's, a kind of off-the-books suspension.
Jaquel De La Cruz, J-A-X-Q-U-E-L.
Jaquel De La Cruz is a senior at Miami Jackson High School. Last year, he says he was sent home for accumulating too many tardies.
They tell you if you try to come again during the day supposed to be out, they will arrest you for trespassing, and you just clearly don't want that, so you stay away from school, and you go wherever.
That's a charge his principal flatly denied when we spoke in May, but other students corroborated Jaquel's story. Nell McGee says her grandson was also threatened with being arrested for trespassing when he was sent home from Brownsville Middle School.
So I picked him up. He hung out with me for those days. And I don't know, but he always asked me questions, trying to figure out, you know, Grandma, what's going on? We just heard no suspensions. We're not going home. But why are they sending me home?
Brownsville and Holmes teachers who have seen these off-the-book suspensions up close say schools were asked to eliminate suspensions without getting enough staff and support to make that a realistic goal. Dan Lowson studies school discipline at the Civil Rights Project at UCLA. He says he's seen this problem before. Lowson told one story of a big city district where data showed a huge drop in the number of kids being suspended.
An administrator told me at this closed-door meeting, you don't understand, nothing has changed. I said, nothing has changed. And I started, I repeated the numbers that I was looking at, which had shown dramatic improvement.
The administrator's response, according to Lowson?
Principals are just telling their students that they want to suspend to go away for a couple of days and then come back, not keeping track or recording or reporting these suspensions.
Newspaper accounts have noted similar discrepancies with suspensions in Boston, LA, and Tampa. But none of those school districts has taken the step Miami has of claiming to eliminate suspensions altogether. District officials said they were not aware of any off-the-book suspensions, but said in a statement they continue offering training for school administrators to improve school discipline. Pierce's son returned to third grade after 2 days at his aunt's house. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.